producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com. Evan.
Thank you for joining me. This is Dennis Lindahl out at the North Dakota Hoos Fest here in Minot.
It's all right. I got coffee. I can just sit back and whatever.
I'm just excited to introduce Scott Hennin and Todd Mitchell.
Whatever you do, don't leave there without trying. Somebody's got some excellent bread pudding there. I mean, you've got to try it.
Chad Chalmers is wrangling up some lutefisk for us right now.
There you go.
I thought you said lutefisk.
Lutefisk.
You forgot a syllable in there somewhere, didn't you? Isn't it lutefisk?
I'm just pronouncing it like my dad did.
He called it lutefisk?
Really? He's so excited about it, he forget the T.
Or the E.
he was a connoisseur.
He's got fish to eat. He can't be bothered with pronunciations. And
anyway, we have a busy program today. This is What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks, whether you're tuned into 550 K-Fire, Bismarck Mandan, or AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, AM 1090 KTGO in Tioga, Stanley, Williston, Watford City, or KLTC in Dickinson. We're glad you're there. Here's the scoop today. I'm in Harwood, North Dakota, and Dennis Lindahl, our fine correspondent, who is the host of the Lowdown on KTGO 1090 in Tioga, is actually in Minot today at Hoos Fest on our behalf, and we are very grateful. He's going to be keeping us abreast of how things are going there. We're also going to be joined by Congressman Kevin Cramer today. He, along with Congressman Colin Peterson, are in Harwood, North Dakota today at the Ellingson Companies to talk about controlled tile drainage solutions to flooding. So we're going to talk about a little bit about that today, too. And, of course, we have the shooting in Oregon to get to. I'm hopping mad about a number of things I want to talk about, and I hope we can focus on some solutions rather than politics. But before we do any of that, Dennis, set the scene for us there. I mean, is the smell of meatballs and lefse and lutefisk filling the air? Is everybody having a great time listening to all the great entertainment? What's happening at Hoos Fest?
I mean, I'm all the way down here at the end. However, I can hear the music. I mean, it's exciting to be here. It really is. You know, my dad was Norwegian. Well, he's always Norwegian, but when he was, you know, my dad passed away. But he was Norwegian, and so, you know, I'm in it to win it. We're here.
That's beautiful. And everybody having a good, there's a lot of smiles on the faces at Hoos Fest too, right?
I mean, smiles, and the guy just came by with an accordion playing, and the regalia and the costumes. And, you know, we just had North Dakota Department of Tourism, and she said, if you are not Norwegian, you still need to get down here.
Well, I agree. You don't have to be Norwegian to be at Hoos Fest. You just want to...
That's right.
You know, the food, the music, the fun. Sounds good. So between now and the bottom of the hour, if you can figure out how to pronounce the name of that restaurant where they have that great Scandinavian buffet.
En du Trois, that place?
Is that how you say it? I always mess it up. En du Trois. Okay.
Well, had those guys on before. Yeah.
Todd will help you out. Anyway, the chefs are going to stop by the bottom of the hour. We'll find out what's for dinner.
Yes, they are. They'll be here.
At Hoos Fest, David Wrighton from Hoos Fest, he's the president, will be here as well, and so we'll be checking in with him. Thanks a bunch, Dennis. We'll chat with you later, okay?
Thanks.
And we have a correspondent right there at Hoos Fest, so if you're up there this morning, stop by and say hi to Dennis and pass along the good words.
What a lucky guy getting that correspondent deal. I mean, there's a lot of perks with that particular deal.
Exactly right. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Great resource to find out about what is happening in this industry right now. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Take a trip. Over the weekend, you know, there's hotel room availability. There's a lot of folks that enjoy showing off what's happening out there. Just see it for yourself. Don't rely on me or a newspaper story or a television report or anything else. Just get out there and see it for yourself. And a good guide is NorthDakotaOilCan.com to find out some of the things you ought to put on that bucket list to see while you are out there. Had a great time last night at Famous Dave's with some folks coming to New York City with us really excited about that. So for those that came on out to, you know, it was fun. We had a farmer. In fact, we had someone that farms near one of our favorite listeners, Fred and Wing. Matter of fact, so I got some good stories on Fred. I have some ammo next time he calls, Todd.
I was just going to ask you about that.
And he
now
told
we got
me
low down, right?
This listener told me that Fred was the very first call I took the day I started on K-Fire with What's on Your Mind. That was
okay.
I didn't remember that. I was pretty impressed.
I didn't either.
But he did. I guess that's why I have a special place in my heart for Fred and Wayne, because
oh sure,
he always brings something to the table, and we love that from our callers. But anyway, a lot of great folks last night, and all excited about New York City as Marie and I are. My wife and I hosting a trip to New York City December 1st through the 5th. Thursday, less than a week away, is the deadline for the very good price at $2,569 per person for the full package. It includes the airfare and the hotel accommodations, the coach travel while you're there, the Broadway show, the Rockettes, the four dinners, breakfast every morning, and all the sights and sounds of New York City, like the 9/11 Museum, which is a dandy. All the details available to you. We can send them by email if you like. You can call us at 855-200-1776. Press 1, leave a message. We'll send that off to you. Just include your name and address. Or email me, scott@flagfamily.com. Sunday, 5:30, Village Inn on 13th Avenue South in Fargo will be the next opportunity to visit with our listeners about where we're going. And it just is a chance to ask questions and, hey, what do we do then? And, you know, what do they do at the 9/11 Museum? And, you know, one gentleman had family that was coming in from the West Coast, and he wanted to have them included. You know, we just figure all that stuff out. So it's a great opportunity to get to know you and also plan a little bit for the trip. So 855-200-1776, extension 1, or you can also email me, scott@flagfamily.com. A few folks have emailed already this morning, and I'll get you all the information for that trip December 1st through the 5th in New York City. Come along. You'll have a great time. It'll be a lifetime memory. So I don't remember where I was yesterday. It was shortly after the show that I heard about this Oregon shooting. And sadly, the first thing I think about is I'll bet that's a gun-free zone. I mean, that's just what popped into my head. And we later found out it was. In fact, the security officer at the college was restricted to only having mace on him. The second thing I thought was, I wonder how long this will be before people who want expanded gun control in legislation in this country will use this tragedy, this brutal murder, for their advantage. And the president didn't disappoint. He immediately was out there. Now, he wasn't talking about the fact that this was essentially a religious-motivated murder, it sounds like to me. You have eyewitnesses that were there saying this individual had everybody get on the ground and then said, if you're Christian, stand up, and if you stood up, he shot you in the head. And the others, he went around shooting in the leg, not to kill. So if you're a Christian, it was... So shouldn't we be talking about that and what motivated him? No, we're talking about what? The object that he used, not the individual. To me, to get sucked into the whole debate over it is to let them win. I don't want to talk about gun control because that's stupid. A fifth grader could figure out that's not going to solve this problem. What is a good solution? What should we be talking about? I want to know what you think. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Guess what, folks? He's back. Fred and Wynn, right there. I didn't know you were the first caller ever to the What's on Your Mind edition of the program, so thank you for that, Fred.
Well, yeah, it was. I was the first one. I called in earlier. You guys had been announcing your show, Scott, and I just wanted to hit it off, and I was glad that KFYR was changing their format. And I had called into Joel Heidkamp quite a few times, and it's getting to the point where all he wanted to do was talk about his subjects, and it wasn't What's on Your Mind anymore. And so I was just kind of glad when you took it over and made it What's on Your Mind, and you do what you do out there. So thank you guys again. This thing in Oregon that you're talking about. Can you hear me all right, Scott?
Sure.
In my truck here this morning.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. But anyway, in Oregon, you know, there's a lot of people that want to keep it quiet, but we have Christian persecution. in the United States of America right now. There's a lot of people that won't always want to talk about how moderate or how nice the Muslims are, but some of these radical Muslims over in the Middle East, they've been killing Christians left and right, burning their homes, burning their cities, destroying archaeological effects. And they promised to bring it to the United States, and I'm not so glad, but I'm not so sure that this isn't part of it. We will not escape all this, especially with our president who has, through his actions and through Heidi Heitkamp's actions and the actions of the Democrats down there in Washington, I think that God is lifting his hand of protection. There's a curse that's called the curse of abandonment in the Bible. Samson went through it when he wasn't paying attention. He was mocking God. And all of a sudden he woke up one day with a haircut and a celestial.
Hang tight, Fred. We're up against the break. Bob and the Bakken 2 coming up. Don't go away.
Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional cropland auctions in Emmons, Eddy, Lemoore, Benson, Grand Forks, Grant, McLean, Sheridan, Stark, Dunn, Hedinger, Slope, Adam, Cass, Norman, and Clay counties. And a Piper's exclusive Western Dakota land auction event in October featuring over 4,000 acres of exceptional pheasant and deer hunting land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Piper's.com.
Old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our network of buyers and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. Art, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What's on your mind? Live from Ellingson Companies in Harwood, North Dakota today. Congressman Conrad Peterson joining Congressman Kevin Cramer later today in a town hall meeting that should be rather interesting as it pertains to the battles over funding for the diversion and just the diversion in general as a solution to the flooding problems in the Red River Valley. We're going to talk during the Talk Radio Town Hall in the 10 o'clock hour with Congressman Cramer just a little bit about controlled tile drainage solutions to flooding, not only here, but other places as well. So welcome any calls, questions, and comments you have. That'll be coming up next hour with us today on the program as well, which we look forward to. My Pillow. Somebody asked us last night at Famous Days in Bismarck. Said, okay, now that we're here just among us, friends here, there's a couple from Bismarck, actually. She said, does it really work? I love when people ask that question because it gives me the opportunity to say, it absolutely really works. It's the real deal. I love it. And I told a story about how if I, you know, tend to slip off that pillow a little bit, it's not giving me the support underneath the neck that it normally does. I'll get the elbow from my wife saying, ah, you're keeping us all up. You're snoring away. I instantly adjust the pillow and voila, no more snoring. So it really works fantastic. The real deal. 800-506-9028 if you want yours. 2-for-1 deal if you mention Todd and I when you call. 800-506-9028. Or you can go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, and that'll get you the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, the one with a 10-year warranty. It will not go flat. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Okay, so Fred in Wing, we were chatting before the break. We got a couple other folks waiting as well. Oh, did Fred go? Okay, Fred's gone. Fred's point, I think, is one that's well taken. If we're going to talk about anything, as we know enough now from eyewitnesses of this incident in Oregon to say it was Christian persecution, why aren't we talking about that rather than talking about gun control? I agree with you. And I think you're also right. It's not just there. It's other places as well. I would include the Kentucky clerk in that. By the way, we know now the Pope met with Kim Davis privately. So obviously he takes this quite seriously as well. Wish that would have been known while he was here, but because it would have given the mainstream media fits, mostly. Let's go to Bob in the Bakken, and you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Bob, what's on your mind?
Thank you. Good morning. One thing I want to say, how long did it take for the first officer to arrive after the first shot was fired? Does anybody know?
8 minutes is what I heard.
8 minutes. I mean, if somebody had a gun, it could have been a lot less. When do we talk about an open carry law, at least in North Dakota, to prevent this before it happens in North Dakota? And that's all I have. I'll leave off there.
I actually thought 8 minutes was pretty good, but you're right. I mean, if the officer or whatever he is, security guard in the school, has more than mace, maybe there's less dead. Again, it's a gun-free zone, and 9 people are dead at the hands of the crazed gunman who asked people, are you Christian? Stand up. Boom. Shot in the head.
A bad guy with a gun can do a lot in 8 minutes. That's the problem.
And, you know, I really am, honestly, as God is my witness, I'm so tired of talking about Barack Obama. And I'm just looking at the calendar every day and peeling another day off saying, can't wait till we don't have to talk about it anymore, or the destruction he's done to this country. So I don't want to make this about him rushing to the microphones and the cameras to say, see, we need more gun legislation, which is just, but you have to wonder, is that a diversion from, did he know at that point that, you know, the shooter was asking the religion of those in the school? Or maybe it's a diversion from having to talk about Vladimir Putin schooling him up and what's happening with the airstrikes in Syria. You tell me. Jamie in Bismarck, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, if you're sick of Obama, I got bad news for you. Hillary or Bernie, and it's going to be the exact same thing right through the letter for the next 4 years, especially when it comes to gun control.
Well, you're absolutely right on Bernie Sanders. I'm not so sure on Hillary. Her husband was a little smarter on that.
Trust me, Scott, Hillary Clinton's every bit as bad, if not worse, than Obama.
Well, trust me, I don't want the woman as president. I'm not saying that by any stretch of it.
Okay, now, I tortured myself and listened to Obama's 12.5-minute spiel yesterday about the shooting out there, and a couple of things I want to talk about that stuck out to me, what he said. One of them, he said that the fact is that more gun laws equals less gun deaths, and he said, that's just a fact. You know, the facts prove, point that out. You can look them up yourself. Well, that's the first lie that he told,
yep.
Because the number one state for gun deaths in the United States of America, by far, almost twice as much as the number two is California, and that state gets an A rating from the Brady campaign for gun control laws. So that state has some of the toughest, if not the toughest, gun control laws in the country, and they're number one in gun homicides by almost twice as much as the number two state. So that was the first thing he lied to people about, which there's a whole handful of them. And then he goes on to say he wanted the media to go out and dig up all this information just to prove that America's gun culture kills more people than terrorists have done. Well, if you look back at the latest statistics, and I think it was 2013, it ended up being per day 30 firearm homicides, okay? But the thing that him and the rest of the Democrats never want to point out, that Gary Kleck, who's a professor at Florida State University, did a study, and there's a minimum of 760,000 defensive gun uses per year that people protect their lives with, which turns out to be 2,082 times per day people protect their life with a firearm. Okay, compare that to the 80 deaths per day of firearm homicides per day. But he'll never point that, all right, where the gun actually saves more people than it kills. Okay? And he tried to say that there's 30,000 firearm homicides per year, which was another lie, because most of the deaths that occur from firearms per year are suicide. So, you know, he's filling you full of baloney on that thing there. And then he said, we can make it safer, but we need to change our gun laws. Well, his own town of Chicago, which is right up there with the most restrictive gun laws in the country, in the last 2 weeks has had 50 gunshots. And I don't know how many of them died in 2 weeks. You know, and you got to have firearm owner ID cards. Show ID to buy ammo. They got a ban on AR-15s, magazine capacity, waiting periods, all this garbage, but yet all these people still die in that city with this great gun laws. So it all's going to come back down to what I say to people all the time. They don't want more so-called common sense gun control. What they want is to confiscate all your guns, because that's what they really think is the only solution. And if people out there who own guns aren't willing to get up and say something and fight, the least you can do is take that $30 you got in your pocket and join the NRA. Because if you're not going to say something, then let somebody else do the fighting for you. Because we're going to need it. And that's about all I got for you today, Scott.
Good stuff, Jamie. Appreciate the call. And I was going to mention the Chicago thing. You know, ironically, his home city of Chicago, 50 of these the last two weekends, and he says nothing. One in Oregon happens, and boom, it's use that. Meanwhile, what he proposes, more gun control, is in place in Chicago, yet that still happens. So Jamie did a heck of a job pointing all that out. You're exactly right. One of our best places to work tours, our friends at MBI Energy, mbienergy.com. You'll see all the great career opportunities. They also have a Facebook page that's great. Keep you updated on all of them. mbienergy.com on our best places to work tour on What's on Your Mind. Back to your calls after a break.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Register today for the 9th Annual Great Plains Empower North Dakota Energy Conference. The full-day event is Tuesday, October 13th at Bismarck State College's National Energy Center of Excellence. Speakers include Chief Economist for ConocoPhillips, Marianne Cobb, U.S. Senators Heidi Heitkamp and John Hoeven, Congressman Kevin Cramer, North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple, and many more. See the agenda and registration information online at energynd.com/events.
Howdy, folks. Jess Peterson here with the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. Country boards are labeling, cattle markets, trade, and EPA. These are the issues affecting your bottom dollar. Be a part of the process to make a difference. Join the Independent Beef Association, the U.S. Cattlemen's Association, for the annual meeting Friday and Saturday, October 2nd and 3rd at the Ramada in Bismarck. The event is open to the public. For more details, check out uscattlemen.org or call 202-870-3867. We'll see you in Bismarck.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. We're up in Harwood, North Dakota today at Ellingson Companies. Congressman Kevin Cramer joining us for a special talk radio town hall, focusing in a little bit on controlled tile drainage today. Got some opinions on that. Weigh in with us. We'll talk a little bit about its use in another solution to flooding. So looking forward to that. Our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is waiting for your calls at 800-228-0550 today. 800-228-0550. And by the way, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour is today at Marketplace Foods in Minot for Hoss Fest, South Broadway store location. 2 until 7 this afternoon. Some cheddar brats and tangy summer sausage free, as well as some great savings that go through tomorrow at all the Marketplace Foods locations. You'll find 14-ounce smoked brats. How about that? Great special, 2 for $6. And the 28-ounce tangy summer sausage, $8.98. Marketplace Foods. Hey, 36 years. That's how long Hillary Wald, my friend at Heedalls, has been around with the good folks there at Heedalls. And in that time, he's seen all kinds of advances in technologies on the paint, body, and equipment side. That's what he does. He works with all of the Heedalls customers to make sure they have the latest innovation. And we were talking, you know, it used to be you'd have 3, 4, maybe even 5 coats of paint, 3 coats of clear. And now it's, you know, in most cases, 1 coat of paint, 1 coat of clear. Incredible innovation. And that's the kind of thing that Hillary and the team at Heedalls work on every single day. I mean, 36 years ago, it was spray lacquers in enamels, and, you know, stuff didn't last 3.5, 5 years. Now 10 to 15 years before you see any kind of fade at all. Remember how much you used to wax? You don't do that so much more because of this, so it really is incredible. And the mixing on the paints, he was telling me what the things they can do to customize that so the paint is mixed properly, and also the color is just pitch perfect, is great. And who would have thought, by the way, a guy that specializes in technology and paint and body and equipment for Heedalls would have a green metallic 1973 Nova. But that's what he had for his first vehicle, Todd. He wrecked it, unfortunately. But before he wrecked it, it was
pretty
cool.
You know, if
you
get enough vehicles, you should have a story of having wrecked one if you really like to play with your vehicles.
I need to add up a list of all the first vehicles that folks from Heedalls have had, because there's a lot of Novas in there. I'm just saying. Anyway, great innovation from Hillary Wald and the team at Heedalls. Heedalls has it. Not only the parts you need, but also the great expertise, the latest technology and innovation as well from good folks like Hillary Wald. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. We're at Hoss Fest today, and we're going to go back to our phones in just a moment here and talk some more about what's on your mind today. We have Mike and Minot and Mike and Mandan and Jim on the road, and Margie and Mandad and Todd and Tioga waiting to weigh in here. But I'm getting a little hungry, Todd. I don't know about you. You getting a little hungry?
And always a little hungry.
Dennis Lindahl is up at Husfest, and he has found some of the finest Scandinavian cuisine there. Who do you have with you there, Dennis?
Well, you know, I'm going to let them introduce themselves because their names are quite Norwegian. So go ahead, guys.
My name is Kjetil Oden Haugen.
And I am Trond Varde Haug.
I'm feeling your pain, Dennis. I understand.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. now we know why you didn't want to.
Yeah, my dad was Norwegian. I'm not.
So, gentlemen, where are you from?
We are coming from Trondheim in Norway.
All right, not Trondheim, I know, right? And what did you bring with you to Husfest?
We bring in Norwegian classic food, and we have five chefs from Trondheim, and we're going to make this very good with a good experience. No, we're having a lot of Norwegian food, so we're having some reindeer and scallops and classic Norwegian dishes. We're going to give the Americans.
Okay, Scott, you should see this. Scott, you should see this menu.
Yeah,
lay it on me.
On the lunch menu, we have some smoked salmon, scrambled eggs. We have some rib roll, prawn salad with apple. And we have some roast beef. And we have the classic Norwegian Christmas plate for the main course.
Okay, now we're talking. And all of us can think of the Christmas treats that we get. What's the best of the best for Christmas?
Oh, that's the spare ribs.
Spare ribs?
Yeah.
I was thinking, how about on the sweet side?
Yeah, on the sweet side.
Yeah. On the sweet side, we have the Queen Maud Fromage. It's the whipped cream with port wine.
Oh, very nice. Do each of you have a personal favorite?
I'm the pastry chef, so I really enjoy the dessert. Yeah.
Okay, so what's your favorite dessert? What's the best one you have there at the cafe at Husfest?
The best one, maybe the cheesecake in the evening.
And what's your secret on the cheesecake?
That's a secret, so I can't tell you.
Good answer, it's a secret.
Exactly right. Well, what kind of toppings do you put on the cheesecake?
I have some cranberry preserves on the top and a bit meringue.
Very good. Very good. That's good. How about on the main dish side? What's your favorite that you're displaying here?
Oh, I think maybe you have to be the honey roasted salmon that we're having on the main course on the dinner. And I also am very proud of the reindeer for the starter.
Excuse me?
We're having some reindeer on the starter on the main course.
Reindeer.
You wouldn't? I think I just became a member of PETA. You don't have reindeer on. What does reindeer taste like anyway?
Oh.
Christmas.
No, it's not Christmas.
Oh, my God, I love it.
It has a special flavor, so you have to come and taste it.
I will. You're right. Exactly right. All right. Now, I have a kind of a goofy question for you guys. What's your favorite American food?
Oh, that's difficult.
You have to be cheddar cheese.
Cheddar cheese. I love this man. Yeah. How about you?
And you have a good beef.
You like the beef, too, huh?
Yeah.
You ever, like, really splurge, like, go to McDonald's for French fries or anything?
What do you call it? McDonald's?
McDonald's? You never heard of McDonald's? You know McDonald's in Norway?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, we have. No, we don't go to McDonald's in America. You don't.
You don't?
These are chefs. I may remind you these are chefs.
I understand. I'm just trying to do my best David Letterman impression and find out what they, you know, what their favorite junk food is. But I'm with you, Dennis. Yeah.
Oh, what's your favorite junk food? What is your, an indulgence?
Yeah. Fish and chips for me. Yeah. With a good cod.
Yeah, it's healthy junk food.
I just love cheddar cheese and potato chips.
Yeah.
There you go.
Do you ever put the cheddar cheese on the apple pie?
No, never. I can try.
We're trying to Americanize these world-class Norwegian chefs here, and not a good idea. The restaurant, say the name of the restaurant for us.
En Tu Tre.
En Tu Tre?
Yeah.
How'd I do?
It's just 1-2-3.
I dined there last year and absolutely loved it. The display and the layout is just fantastic. So, nice job, guys. We appreciate you very much. Thanks a bunch for joining us, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, good to hear from you. That was great fun. Couldn't get them to go to McDonald's. It could be Todd. We tried. All right, Mike and Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Lay it on me.
Yeah, 2 points for you real quick. Like I told Todd, you can't legislate morality. And I think it was one of our founders that said that those that give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither and will lose both.
What's the solution here?
Repeal the gun laws. Let the law-abiding citizens have what they need to, or keep what they need and get a hold of what they need to defend themselves. And I guarantee you, you will see gun crimes drop when they know that we will fight back. These people that shoot these places up are absolute cowards.
So start with less gun-free zones. I like that. I also think, by the way, I like what some of the media are doing this time by ignoring this guy. They're not glorifying him. We're not seeing his face plastered all over the media or his name. Some folks not even saying it. I think that's a good approach. I don't know why they decided to do that this time and have it in others, but I like it. Margie and Mandan, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, how many mass shootings and school shootings has this country seen or know of before Roe versus Wade became law? The guns, before that, everybody had one if they wanted one. The crime war rate as far as these going into a school and shooting people was way down. I don't remember any big news on that. And so my point is, until this country gets back to Christian values and the respect of life from conception to death, this stuff is going to continue to happen. This country is big enough to have freedoms for all religions, but until the sanctity of life is really topmost, this stuff is going to continue. Life has no value anymore.
I do think this is a crisis of the heart. I will tell
yes,
you that.
Yes, it is.
I don't know that it, you know, you're tying it directly to a sad chapter in American history, no doubt. But I, you know, why are there more of these now than then? You know, what gets, you know, why does that evil seep into somebody's? I'd much rather we have a national discussion about that than something as stupid as, you know, oh, if we just have more gun laws, because it's so provably ridiculous. The Chicago example that Jamie referred to earlier and the others are case in point. Todd Tioga, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, first of all, Scott, thanks, but you shouldn't let those Norwegians go without telling them a Polish joke anyway. You know, 7 years ago, there was a tyrant in the world that said, turn in your guns and I'll give you a free train ride to paradise. Maybe we're on our way there.
Yeah.
You remember that? You don't remember that, but you read about it.
Yeah.
Sad day in American history today.
No doubt about it, and I want to know more. I mean, I've heard the eyewitness reports, but I want to know more. That's what we ought to be having press conferences about.
It's terrible, right. And we've got a tyrant in there now that's going to not stop until he comes to our doors and gets our guns and puts us on a train. History repeats itself. We need to take our country back, loosen up the gun control laws so people can protect themselves. And we need to do some training of the, I don't know if you call it mentally ill or what you would call it, but we need to have more training to catch that type of person that's doing that, because obviously this person was mentally deranged.
Yeah, we'll find out more on that hopefully in the coming days. Thanks, Todd. Marion Bismarck on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind quickly?
Reindeer, if you ever go to Alaska, you can get it up there when you go to any of the restaurants, and it's very good.
Doesn't taste like chicken?
No. It tastes more like deer that we're accustomed to eating.
Yeah, all right. I was kind of joshing with him. It's okay with me. They're all God's creatures here for a reason. Yeah, Mary, appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. 16 before the top of the hour. More Must Best in a moment.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA, home of the Hot Stuff Pizza 4 for $4 special, is giving away $10,000 again. Two $500 gift cards will be given away weekly. PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their Hot Stuff Pizza 4 for $4 special.
Helping America feel better.
Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, isn't selling spas, but a better way of life.
It truly is, and we stopped selling hot tubs a couple years ago. It is every day made better because we know this. Every single time you get out better than you got in. You're really better physically. You're better emotionally. You're even better relationally with your family and, you know, with cell phones and everything these days. It's hard to get the kids to put that down. Well, guess what? They can't take it into a hot tub. So, and if nothing else, try not smiling in a hot tub. I will bet anybody $100. You can't do it.
And is it true they evaporate stress?
Physically, they do. That's just not a statement thrown out there to get somebody to buy a hot tub. If you ask the Mayo Clinic, they will tell you the number one cause of death on the planet today is physical stress. That's your, I'm going to get technical, that's your autonomic nervous system. So what happens is your body goes into fight or flight. Your cells shut down. Bad stuff is trapped in. And from there, bad stuff happens like illness, cancer, and everything. Well, here's what hot water does 20 minutes a day. And you need to know this. It brings your body back into its ideal state. Your cells open up, bad stuff out, good stuff in. We also know that in the body there's 60,000 miles of circulatory system, and 101 degree water improves that by 121%. There is not a drug on the planet that can do that for you.
Hurry in to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
And Companies, Harwood, North Dakota, our location. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here in just a little bit for a talk radio town hall. He'll be joined later today by Congressman Colin Peterson. We'll give you the details on that and what they hope to accomplish here. But they'll be talking about controlled tile drainage solutions on flooding. And if you have questions or comments on that, good time. A lot of experts here on drainage with the good folks from Alex in Harwood, North Dakota. They're, by the way, now in Williston as well. And further down into Minnesota, too. So we'll tell you more about that as we come along on the program today. Okay. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. There's some good news this week on the Clean Power Plan. What passes for good news these days. And that is that
over to this seat right here.
All right, I'm hearing Dave. I'm hearing Dennis. We can turn that down for a second here. We'll get to him in a moment. But anyway, what passes for good news these days is a delay in bad regulation. And the Clean Power Plan is bad regulation. There is some talk of a delay, and that is a success for now. You want to find out what's happening with this as it happens, go to SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org, and learn more about it. Also, the second you go there, you get an opportunity to tell the EPA, bad idea. I don't want my power bill to go up. All right, I don't want a less reliable power grid, and you'll find out more about that too, right there, and also more about this industry, just in general. I mean, these are your neighbors that are running these power plants, that are at the coal mines, that provide this cheap electricity for us, and a lot of other places. We're an energy exporter in North Dakota, so it's jobs elsewhere as well. And the cost of everything goes up when the cost of power goes up. Think about that. Got to build a door, cost more to build a door if that door company has to pay more for power. The simple fact. SecureEnergyFuture.org to find out more about that. Back to the phones in just a moment on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. David Wright, the president of Norse Kussfest, is with us, is with Dennis up there at Minot. Dennis, David, can you hear us?
Well, I can hear you. David Wright here.
Yep, David, and Dennis is here too. We are eating lutefisk right now. We've got a big plate from Bethany Lutheran Church here in Minot. And we've got some, potatoes, and, just, so you want to try that and tell us how it goes?
No, hold on. See, you think it's a joke, you know, that you're going to make me try and eat. I love lutefisk.
I just had some before you got here.
I just love, I'm one of the few people, men in Minot, that when I'm by myself for an evening, I will make lutefisk.
Oh, my gosh. It. Well, my dad was a big lutefisk eater, too, so. Here we go.
You've evolved even within the hour of this program and being able to say lutefisk a little differently.
My dad always called it lutefisk. That's just what my dad always called it.
So, David? No, it's lutefisk and it's husfisk, not hustafisk.
Yeah, husfisk, exactly.
David, well, as long as they show up, I really don't care. I have a don't-ask-don't-tell policy.
Yeah, good idea. Do you remember the first time you had lutefisk, David?
It was so many years ago that I would even hate to think about it, but it's one of those things that you can't force upon anybody. I have a 17-year young son that I haven't forced to have lutefisk because I think it just sets a bad mindset on them. So if they like it, they'll eat it. If they don't like it, then don't force it on them. I've proven that.
What would you tell our listeners about the most exciting part of Hustfest this year?
Well, the most exciting part this year is what it's always been, which is just the happy, peppy people that show up. I mean, that's what makes it the Hustfest. Everybody's having a great time. Everybody's enjoying themselves. You know, I could go on and on about some of the acts, but it's just the whole atmosphere that makes this thing go.
It is the people, isn't it?
It is the people that are having a great time.
And how many people will come to Hustfest this year, would you say?
I would say probably 40 to 50,000 will show up here and take in shows and everything like that. Some come for two, 3 days. Some come for the whole 4.5 days. But we get them. We fill up the hotels and we fill up the parking lot. So it's just a lot of fun.
It's not slowing down. David, thanks for having us. We'll let you enjoy your lutefisk, and congrats to you and the whole Hustfest team that do such a great job organizing.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, great to hear from you. David Wright, and up there with our Dennis Lindahl, our correspondent on the scene, making Todd and I very jealous. I know Todd wants that lutefisk. I do.
I love that.
Carl in Ellendale, North Dakota, you're up on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Thanks for waiting. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to concur with the young lady about 3 or 4 callers ago about sanctity of life, and also with you that it's a heart problem, but I want to throw down the gauntlet to all the men out there. I've been calling my own children, my own sons and daughters, and saying, listen, we got to get back in church, we got to go to church and get our hearts right. It's a heart problem, and we got to get back to our roots. You got all these good churches out here on the countryside set empty every Sunday morning, and men, we need to step up and take our families back to church.
Carl, you properly challenged us all. Thank you very much. I'll be there, but I know, it's easy to just say, well, I do what I do and stick to my knitting. But, in your case, you're challenging us to bring others with, whether that be other family members or whatever. And it's a good suggestion. Appreciate the call. Jim, on the road, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Jim, you got the floor for a half a minute. Go, sir.
Okay, well, I just want to... Obama, if you recall, he said in his UN speech, he was defending Islam. He said, you know, it's these people that are attacking Islam. But now he goes around and he blames the gun. I like to know which way it is. Why is it? Why could it be one time it's the people and he's defending Islam, but when he wants to go after the guns, it's not the people's fault, it's the gun's fault.
Yeah, good point. We don't blame a car for, car accidents. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Chairman Tyler Spike. Since approximately 70% of North Dakota soybean crop is shipped overseas, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia and China. While buyers may have been purchasing North Dakota soybeans for years, there is no better way to build relationships than to bring them to fields right here and show them a soybean harvest in action while meeting farmers and sharing a meal in the shop. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.